Now we're going to talk about the situation in Africa, about the spread of the Ebola virus. And it appears now that the spread of this virus is reaching a critical phase now that people in some of the major cities in West Africa have been infected. And we've also got warnings as well from the United Nations about food shortages adding to the strain of coping with this disease. Darren Hanafy is senior manager at GOAL and he's recently returned from Sierra Leone. Talk to us about what you saw and the impression you got, Darren, of how this outbreak is being dealt with.
Hi, Anya. Well, when I travelled to Sierra Leone, I expected, you know, the situation there to be tense and to be complicated. What I found is that while the government has been doing everything it can to respond, this virus has overtaken efforts, and we are really struggling to cope, in the, particularly in the areas worst affected. I travelled to Kenema, down in the southeast of the country, where GOAL has been for many, many years, and where we're launching a major operation. And I've seen that the situation is becoming quite chronic. Our worst fears were that the virus would spread to the capital, Freetown, which is a very densely populated city. That has now happened. And while the world's media has turned away from the situation with Ebola, the virus continues to spread, and it's a growing crisis that the international community really needs to take more seriously than it has.
Is the danger that the rest of the world, for instance, if you end up with a major outbreak in cities, that you'll end up with the rest of the world simply cutting links with large parts of West Africa?
Well, that's effectively what has happened. And when we hear the international community committing funds, we've heard the World Health Organization consistently increase its mark of the level of disaster. Most recently, they noted that there's 3,000 cases reported across the West Africa, but they actually predict that the cases will exceed 20,000 cases. You know, these are alarming statistics. We hear that, and we hear calls for support in terms of funding. And at the same time, we hear airlines cancelling flights to the region, which is complicating efforts by organisations like GOAL to send vital supplies and vital manpower into the area. So we're having our arms tied behind our back on one side and with voices of support on the other. And that really needs to change. We need some joined up thinking.
What about ZMapp, this new vaccine?
Well, that won't solve our immediate crisis on the ground today. And while Ebola is spreading today, it is a fantastic development that there may actually be a treatment. That's not going to solve the problem for the people in Sierra Leone that I met over the last 2 weeks. What we actually need is funding now to support our efforts on the ground. We have a very extensive, some 200 staff working on a daily basis, night and day, in the area. We've donated some of our vehicles to help with the district health officers to do the work that they're doing. There's more that we could do, but we just don't have the funding that we need to do the work that we want to do on the ground. And I suppose that's what's led to this call today for an increased focus on the situation before it gets completely out of hand.
Darren Hanafy, senior manager at GOAL and recently returned from Sierra Leone. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us.